Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are a hazard to your booty and we're gonna funk you right. We are a hazard to your booty and we're gonna get some booty tonight.
What's up everybody? This is Ryan Stewart along with Hazard to Your Booty and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Now, gotta bump my signal, it's digital. Rock hard all day. If you ain't gon' bump, get the hell out the way. I got a band, it's called The Precipice. To motivate, we make our incentives to rock steady and hit hard. Crunch folk squad singing, oh my god, hey. I am the groove elevator. I am the smooth operator. I am the funk innovator, the greatest entertainer all time. One day we were jamming typical, funk so profound it's physical. A space mama's voice spoke in our brain. We heard the sound and the mama ship came this far. This bomb's astounding. We really like the, and like the way it sounded. For a few percent, we gon' represent you on a soul phone tour of the Gamma Quadrant. This group you create with your mind is the single greatest thing that's ever made by mankind all time. Don't talk about going to the moon when the funk's so sexy. That's the
bring up the room. Aloysius is what I say. Crunches in the bone like the butter's in the bread. And we won't make it back.
Won't make it back
to this blue planet.
This blue planet.
I am the groove elevator. I am the smooth operator. I am the fog innovator. The greatest entertainer of all time.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Has It To Your Booty. Woo-hoo. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
You guys all want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves for those listening?
Yeah, my name is Ryan Stewart, a.k.a. Willie Dillinger, a.k.a. Mr. Badass himself, lead singer of Has It To Your Booty.
I'm Patrick Alexander. I play bass.
Eric Hansen on drums.
Josh Jennings on guitar.
Gabe Miller, a.k.a. G-Baby on trombone.
Mike Noy on the saxophone.
Yeah. This is cool. I've been a big fan for a while now, and this is cool to actually get to hang out and get to sit and talk about everything going on.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you.
For sure. I guess... it was, you know, you're wearing your STL up late. I remember seeing you guys there, and then I don't think my first like live show wasn't until Oyster Bar, May or whatever that was, with Jenny Teeter. So that was my first time like getting to actually see Has It To Your Booty in full effect live on the stage, and I had a lot of fun then. And so I'm a new fan.
Was the Jenny Teeter going away party.
Yeah,
you know, she was heading off to Nashville, you know, trying to live the dream of the starving musician.
Yeah, she we decided, I had her on the show just a bit ago, and she seems to be doing real well down there for herself. So doing some a lot of co-write and all kinds of fun stuff, so I'm excited to see what happens for her down there.
That's great.
But I did a little bit of homework, and it seemed like Has It To Your Booty's been doing this thing for a long time, though.
For a hot minute, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are in our 17th year as a band.
17?
Yeah.
That sounds long, man.
Yeah, it sounds long, right? But we're just some pups in the game.
Yeah.
The game is real. But yeah, we definitely have been at it for a long time. Surprising fact is that only one of us is a true original grandfathered Has It To Your Booty member. And that person is sitting directly across from me, and he plays the drums.
Oh, I'm the grandfather.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Sexy Eric Hansen.
I'm the, yeah, Hazard 1.0. Hazard original member.
Hazard Beta.
Nick Johnson and I dreamed up this baby back in 2000 at Truman State, yeah. Which we'll be revisiting shortly. We'll get to that. Right? And then Ryan jumped in like a year and a half later to sub for his brother. And then he became the new lead singer.
Subbing for his identical twin brother, Ben, who was the original lead singer of Hazard. So when Ben went out of town, they were like, hey, there's a guy who lives on campus.
He's actually
his
roommate.
Looks exactly like him. Lives in the same place. And has genetically the same voice box.
Yeah, the same DNA. So therefore, voice boxes were grown at the same rate, same viscosity.
We thought about not even telling the fans.
Right.
You know, maybe they won't notice.
Well, at one point, it's a funny story. At one point, I was walking around and people thought I was Ben because they didn't know me.
That's how I met you. I thought you were Ben.
Yeah, a lot of people were. There was a girl who actually made out with me who thought I was my brother. Pretty awesome on that one. So.
Only one?
Only one that I'm talking about.
Right, I thought now. That would have been the move.
That should have been the move. Yeah. But yeah, so my brother, we were still college students, and my brother went off overseas to do the study abroad, which basically was like a vacation that he paid for. And
In Japan,
yeah. And so they, I believe Hazard at the time had a couple big shows coming up, and it was in Columbia at that University of Mizzou. And so what happened was they had a couple of gigs opening up, and they asked me, could I fill in for my brother? And I was like, well, I don't really know all y'all songs. You know, I think you guys had like 20 or 30 songs or something like that, but they were, maybe. 10 originals, and then the rest of them were covers at the time. And then I was like, well, I don't know if I can learn that. And then you guys were like, well, we're going to do a show at the Music Cafe at the time, the first night. And the next night, it's at Jesse Auditorium. We're opening up for the Nappy Roots. And the moment he said Nappy Roots, I was like, oh, I'm in.
Let's do this.
I was like, well, how many of y'all need? I got some songs here that we can learn, too. Yeah, right.
And I was at that show.
Josh happened to be at Mizzou.
Ryan was not the boisterous self he is on stage now. He was pretty green, but he held his own.
Yeah.
You were in the audience, Josh.
Yeah.
And now you're in the band. That's great. Yep.
Josh lived his dream.
That happened to me, too.
Of joining as a member of his favorite band ever.
So for those folks who are listening, let them know that this, too, your dream can come true.
Right. You too can play drums for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, when I first heard Hazard, it was like in 2002, and I had gone up to visit a friend of mine up at Truman, and she was like, we're going to go hear this band play, they're awesome, and I thought they were super awesome and bought their CD and listened to it like for at least a solid year, and then fast forward 14 years, well, maybe not less than that, then I was a member, yeah.
That's pretty wild, though. Yeah, it's still going. That's one. I mean, that's huge to the 17 years of a band still together. But yeah, like the fact that, like you're saying, you're in the audience, and the next thing, and then you're on the stage with the band. So that's a pretty wild story.
The band has very much changed. We call it Hazard 1.0.
Right.
Was the original kind of college band. Hazard 2.0 was the original post-college band.
St. Louis. We moved all to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 2.0.
And then 3.0 is maybe the last 8 years of stuff and since I joined the band.
Yeah. Yeah, I said Nappy Roots. They were just in town not too long ago.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, those guys are still out there doing it too, so that's cool. They did a little Gaslight session I saw. That was pretty neat.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to get Nappy Roots in the and Gaslight there. But yeah, man, that'd be cool. So you guys are, like I said, you're going back to Truman, where it's kind of all originated. Mm-hmm. And this will be the 150th homecoming, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. the 150. So
big anniversary.
Big anniversary. A lot of buzz going, and I know a lot of people are going to be at this one because it's a special event.
Yeah. We've been to every one. I mean, we wouldn't miss one.
Yeah, all 149. All 149 of them. So, I'd like to say that a lot of people are coming back for that reason, but we all know that it's truly because Hazard T. Booty is going to be coming back to the right. Hill. So, you know, I mean, I don't like to toot my own horn, but we're kind of the greatest thing that ever happened.
It's not like there's a lot of competition in personal entertainment, right?
No, but it's going to be pretty cool. I know a lot of friends from whenever we were up there that have been talking about coming back, and now that they've heard that we're going to be performing. So it should be a fun time. We're looking forward to it. You know, really glad that we got the opportunity to do it. So, gonna have to show up and show out.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, that'd be fun. And like, so that's October 14th. You know, anybody near Truman or whatever to make the trip?
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah, come party. For sure. Yeah, that'd be cool. You guys are working on new stuff. We got we're currently in studio. Is that right? For a brand new record?
Yep, we're just finishing up some overdubs on our fourth studio album called Bump City. The last album was The Precipice in 2014, mm-hmm. I believe.
That was correct.
And so this kind of continues some of the space epic saga ideas that we started in The Precipice.
Yeah. And is it, you guys all recorded that record too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so this is the second with this lineup? Is that right?
For the most part, yeah.
Other than the horns, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the second Hazard 3.0 album.
Yeah. That's cool, though, that we're getting ready. New material this year. I mean, that I'm sure a lot of people are very excited about that, getting some new record out there. Where's Bump City? How's that? Is there a story around that, right?
So Bump City is kind of this utopian, imaginary, obviously, place where people are just engaged in seeking pleasure and finding pleasure. And it's basically like Saturday night all the time, 24/7. It's a city flying through space. It's in a bubble dome. And there is... such high technology that there's no need for people to work or worry about food or shelter or any stratus of society or anything like that. It's just people. It's just the weekend all the time for everybody hanging out, having a good time, and so everybody can have a lot of fun with no consequences. And that's kind of what we hope is the idea of kind of the escapist, pleasure-seeking attitude that we would like to kind of convey at our show, even if we can't do it for more than a few hours at a time at our shows. We're imagining a place where it's all the time.
For sure. Well, I can attest to that. I mean, like I said, when I got to see you guys, like, it was a total party. I mean, you know, you guys keep everybody up dancing all night. One of my favorites was, like, the way you guys were able to blend some stuff together. In particular, I remember you guys did... NWA in there.
We blended the two versions of Express Yourself.
Right, yeah. So I thought that was like really clever, the effect that you're doing the original, and then you do the rap verse over it and stuff, and like, but it was great. Like, I mean, like I said, it was very fun to hear you guys, you know, actually be able to do like something from 70s to, yeah, you know, 90s, and like, you know, and all of it in between, and it all works, and it all sounds great. And
it's interesting things like that too, because, you know, St. Louis obviously is known for having a lot of cover bands, and we didn't want to be a cover band, but there are covers that, you know, us as musicians can appreciate and we like to play, and but we also don't necessarily want people to come in like, hey, those guys sound just like this record when they played that song off of that record, you know. So sometimes, you know, we got to switch it up and kind of do our own spin on it, but still keep it true to the song that we're playing. So, you know, I think that's a good trait that for any band to really have. But I mean, we also, you know, are more picky about the songs that we do decide to cover whenever we are going to do that, those two or three songs a set to do a cover.
You ain't going to hear the new Bruno Mars.
No, nothing wrong with Bruno Mars now, But that's just, you know, he's not in my range.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that, how do you guys, is that a, you guys just one person kind of bring up the idea, hey, maybe this be a fun cover, or you guys kind of talk it out, or?
Yeah, we just kind of, whoever suggests it, and if it fits, if it feels
good. If it makes it through the bracket, yeah. It's like a March Madness.
I actually built an entire backdoor website for coming up with covers and stuff.
You had to put yours through.
I put a fair amount of work into that, but we never really used it that
well. We used it once, and something worked its way out.
I think we decided on one cover. I think through that 75 hours.
It was a grueling process.
A close third and second, I think, was Mr. Brownstone and Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison.
They almost made it. They were in the final four.
Execution.
But then Russia hacked it, and then it was over.
God, fucking Russia! It's been all over the place. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, you do have the previous records. They're all available on iTunes and Spotify and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, Amazon, all the major digital distribution platforms. Right. They're all up there.
Google Play, I think, too.
That's one of them.
There it is. And well, we did a little acoustic jam of Just the Tip, at, which sounded a lot of fun. It was like kind of different, you know, take than the obviously than the record.
Just the tip. We can just for a second, just to see how it feels. Just a tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Yeah, so Ryan and I have a little side project we call Booty Acoustic that we do acoustically in a little more, you know, smaller format, lo-fi, you know, section. So that's kind of where that arrangement comes from.
Right. We added some horns and stuff and to it today, and obviously the full band kind of doing it acoustic was sounded. I mean, like I said, it sounded cool. Like, is that something you guys do much of besides like the duo thing? Is that or is it
not as a band? No.
Surprisingly, not as a band.
No, we're a loud electric band, and that's, I mean, that's how you get hazardous to booties, you know?
Yeah, right.
We need the sound waves.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
I just think, I mean, like, hearing, like, obviously, you know, you guys want to have the full electric funk set and stuff, but it's, sometimes it's a lot of fun for me, like, is that to hear that kind of stripped down version of some of these songs and, like, I don't know, it's a, you know, just that other side of what you guys can do, too.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
absolutely. And, I mean, it's always good, you know, it's a good little challenge and exercise, too. You know, sometimes when you do the same thing over and over again, you know, you're real good at it, but sometimes you can kind of get bored with doing it. And so, you know, it's funny because when Booty Acoustic started, most of the songs in Booty Acoustic, I didn't know, you know, and so, like, doing, you know, Pat weaned me into a little bit of, you know,
white people music.
Yes, white people music. I didn't want to say it, but, you know, I didn't grow up listening to David Bowie and, you know, the Kinks and things like that. And so he was like, you know, we can go ahead and throw some Hazard stuff in here, but I want you to learn these songs as well. And so, you know, I did, and I kind of like, I definitely have an appreciation for some of that music that, you know, y'all grew up with.
We still do Bill Withers and Prince and Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye. So,
but yeah, it's that challenge that, you know, keeps things fresh a little bit. So, you know, and also challenges me to sing in a different type of voice and you know, instead of the soulful, bellowy, you know, you know, Barry White / CeeLo Green one. <Yeah. laughs> I just, you know, sing like a gay British white dude sometimes.
Good.
Which is cool. I don't, you know, it's cool. Different, I appreciate acts. It. So.
Different strokes for different folks.
We need more gay in that next time.
Yeah, we do. We do.
But this was our first time doing an acoustic setting for the full band.
Yeah.
But we'll have to do it more, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I thought it was cool, and like it was just kind of fun, too, to being a part of it, being watching you guys kind of work it out a little bit, and so it was neat. I mean, like I said, maybe something to think about for the next, you know, do some coffee shops or whatever. There's actually a video. It's pretty good. This guy is just solo acoustic guitar player, and he's like in a coffee shop, and he's playing Move Bitch.
I've seen that video, and it was like, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Surprise, like, yeah, like, you know, Ludacris,
like Ludacris,
Ludacris, yeah. Ludacris. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think he also did From the Window to the Wall.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and it was like, it was like good. It was a good acoustic version of it. I was like, and you could see people in the video like, is he singing the song? Right. I think he's singing.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, that song, you know, especially when the arrangement he had, like, he could pretty much say anything, and you're kind of just, you know, nodding, listening to it, and then all of a sudden, like, it hits that chorus, and you can't mistake that, like, you know, it's like, is it that, you know, it's like, so, yeah, it's pretty great, but, I mean, that, like I said, it was just fun, but, yeah, but you got, again, along with Homecoming, you do have another big opportunity here in St. Louis to come see you guys.
Yeah, November. Live.
November 15th at the Chess Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a series. They do it in their space. It's not a huge space, but it's a cool show, and I think it sells out every time. So, because there's not a lot of seats in there, but I've heard some other friends doing that show, and I think it's a monthly series that they do. So that'll be cool.
So they got like a auditorium kind of thing?
Or no, like a room.
Yeah,
it's like a real up close and personal type,
very,
you know,
intimate
setting. You know, so So a lot of asses is going to be hurting the next month.
No place to hide.
We're going to have a couple proctologists on call right. Because that's what Hazard to Your Booty is.
I mean, that's just that's what it is. You asked for it.
Yeah.
You didn't come to sit down. So,
right.
You know, you came to shake your thing. So that's right. My boy Michael Noy, the silent killer.
Every license plate in the parking lot is going to say "ass man."
And if it doesn't, we haven't done our job. So you know. But yeah, so that's going to be a really cool gig to play, and you know, also all of us are chess masters.
Yeah. In this band.
We're probably going to be inducted into the chess hall.
That's really why we're going to be there.
Yeah.
That's that. That's just like that, yeah. Play the gig and you're in. But that's going to be cool. I've never been over there, and you know, and that's I didn't even actually know that the Chess Hall of Fame was in St. Louis. So
yeah, Central West End.
The more you know, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And knowing it's happening that all.
We got the Bowling Hall of Fame too.
Yeah.
What?
Blues Hall of Fame also.
Oh yeah,
that's just
that. That explains everything.
What's that, Mike?
That explains so many things in my family. Bowling.
Chess.
And blues.
And blues.
That's my dad in a nutshell. Just living in the right city. Only the bowling and chess part.
So, just so everybody knows, that's our saxophone player, Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright.
The dude He's on the too couch. Young to even know who Stephen Wright is, which is great.
Stephen Wright.
Our saxophonist.
And a roommate named Sam Wright.
Oh man. Well, you can follow along with Hazard to Your Booty on Facebook and Instagram
and Twitter.
So
and on our
get it.
Website.
Yeah. What's up?
And on our website.
Yeah, is it hazardtoyourbooty.com?
Hazardtoyourbooty.com.
Sign up for the email list. You can check out some media and some content there as well. And you know, enjoy the booty while it lasts.
Is that your is that the slogan?
No, that's not the slogan, but
enjoy the booty while maybe it should be.
And we're still working it out.
Yeah,
we're still working it out.
We're workshopping that idea.
Yeah. Toss it. I'm just gonna toss it out there. You toss it back if you don't like it. So.
But yeah, I said, we're in studio wrapping up this record. What are you guys thinking? That's a 2017 release, right? We're thinking.
Yeah, we're shooting for the you know, end of this year to release it. So
yeah, nice. And I'm guessing a big party to celebrate.
You can bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah.
So we haven't picked a venue yet, but we are looking at a couple venues around town. We haven't decided on one. Still into some negotiations and trying to figure out what's going to best suit our needs for the show, because we do want to make this a big deal. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a party. If anybody was at the last CD release, they kind of know how we do it. So I think this one and this album, we're putting a lot of work into, and it's going to be, you know, it's that next level up. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this. And again, if they enjoyed the last album, they're definitely going to have a good time with this one, because this is just carrying on that vibe, that feeling, and the whole galactic epic funk saga that we are doing, you know, from the this distant Earth and the very distant galaxy or whatever, you know, now we're going to Bump City and just flying in the galaxy and having a good time. So that's what this CD is going to represent, and I know that people are going to dig it. So
yeah. You guys also just recently played Old Rock House with a friend of the show, Rafe, and Emily Wall is also a friend of the show. You had a pretty good time doing the I saw some of the videos. You guys did a lot of collaborating too. Long Titty Man.
Yeah, I'm a Long Titty Man. That's that was a hot piece that Rafe Williams came up and freestyled off the top of his head. You know?
I thought it was a very considered arrangement and composition, and I thought it was Beethoven. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, to the untrained ear, it probably was Beethoven.
No, but that was a really good show. Having the comedy with the music really jive with the fans. I mean, we got a lot of good synergy, a lot of new folks hearing us, and some of our folks hearing the comedians for the first time. And it was definitely a big win-win for everybody. Yeah. Great time.
Maybe a little more interesting than here's four bands or something, you know, mm-hmm. back-to-back.
Sure. Yeah. I've tried to do, again with this show, I tried to kind of bring the two together myself. As much as I have music, I try to incorporate a lot of comedians on the show. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Ray's been on the show, and Bobby J. Cox is also there with you guys. Bobby's great. I threw a party this year. I didn't. I had for the third birthday party for the show. I had four bands and John Venegoni hosted, and then but the second year Bobby J. Cox hosted. And I had three bands over at Oyster Bar, and it was like a lot of fun, but it was just cool to kind of let a comedian run it, and I was like, I can just sit back and enjoy the party and let Bobby do his thing. And
those guys they just kill it. They're totally on top of their game.
All the comedians there were great.
Every last one of those comedians is funny. I mean, I follow every single one of them. Surprisingly enough, Tim Convy, who I didn't even know was a comedian, he's
we knew him as a musician.
Yeah, we knew him as a musician, and we've shared shows with him, in a previous band that is called Ludo. Definitely. And even Pat you knew Tim for quite some time.
Yep, he was all there from the Thos days. Yeah, with Kevin Bowers and Scott Smith back in the day.
Yeah,
in the early Ludo days.
It's crazy. So it was really good. One, it was really good seeing old friends, and then two, to see, their progression to what they do now, and it's pretty. And I mean, those guys are fantastic guys, first of all, and they're great comedians. And so is Tina Duvall and Libby Higgins and everybody who was involved in that. So
you're also really hard workers. I mean, they're just about process and just keep working, keep trucking, keep doing it, and that's what it takes to be successful in these creative ventures.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Rafe Williams is the RFT, cover boy.
Yeah.
It's burned for comedians right now, so.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. They got a RFT stand there at Oyster Bar, and I looked over one night, and there's Rafe, and I'm like, it's cool when your friend's right there on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah, man.
Or a newspaper, I guess I should say. But that was a pretty neat moment. Speaking of Tim, he's now on the radio, so now he's a morning show host with Lux, so that's pretty cool too.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's a hustler, man.
No one is surprised that he's making his living
at
talking.
At all.
That guy is a chatter. It's good stuff. I love Tim Connery.
For sure. Get involved. A lot of big things happening for Has It To Your Booty. Like I said, a lot of new music coming soon, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. Okay.
That's a for those of you in radio land, Gabe is showing naked pictures of herself.
Yeah.
To shame.
So. That is not.
Man.
And his reaction was, okay.
Those for the Chest Hall of Fame?
The Chest Hall of Fame, yes.
Yeah.
We had a fan submitted question for what's everyone's favorite song to perform, new record or old?
Good question.
I know mine. I'm not.
I know mine.
Willie Dillinger. Willie Dillinger is my favorite Hazard song off the last album. It's so much fun to play. It rocks so hard once we get to the end with the guitar solo. But it's just a hard song to pull off after we spent so much hours in the studio. Now it's like hard to live up to the album version, but I just love playing it. It's just like
it's a couple songs like that.
It's a little different than our usual song. It's like a little more rocking, it's fast, and that's my favorite.
We put about 85 backup tracks behind Simple Things too. You know, we do them live and we got three vocals, it doesn't quite cut.
That's mine. Willie Dillinger. Who else?
I have my favorite one to play in general is Mama Ship, When the Mama Ship Came.
Which is a new album.
Yeah, that's on the new one. That's just my favorite Hazard song, I think, in general. My favorite one to actually like perform live, though, is probably Movers and Shakers. Mm. It's just super, like, I love it. I know I'm biased because I'm one of our horn players, but my favorite, one of my favorite parts is, like, when we're dancing and shaking, and then the horns just come in, boom.
Right.
And it's just, that's a really cool feeling.
It's a cool moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I was going to say either Movers and Shakers, and we don't play this song anymore, but My Mistress used to be one of my favorite ones. And it's kind of selfish, because I know that, you know, Josh and I like wrote that one, but the only reason why I like that one is because of the way that I came up, the way that the lyrics kind of came up together was very Red Hot Chili Pepper-esque.
Okay.
So, and I'm, you know, and I always have tried to be my very best Anthony Kiedis. So,
but, so topless music video coming soon. Yeah. Slow mo running.
Yeah, slow mo. Oh. Actually, it's just gonna be nothing but one sock.
Nice.
Right. It's,
oh, dude, on your left foot.
But yeah, no, we don't play, because that one's also one that is tough to execute in you know, live. So. You know, we don't play that as often as we want to, but we also have just a catalog of great songs that we do, and it's sometimes comes down to the fact that you're going to have to make some sacrifices. In order to put on that show that you want to put on live. You know, some of these songs don't translate very well to a live show, so, you know, we got to make some cuts.
Yeah.
My favorite is probably, right now, our newest song, which is Get the Gurney, which is just straight James Brown. That's not trying to do anything crazy, just doing JB stuff.
That's a fun one.
That one's really fun for me.
Yeah.
I probably like playing FUNK. That's off the last album. It's just a really hard-hitting, high-energy funk song, and
it's got a great riff.
It's got a really, really hard rock riff. maybe that's why I like it, but it's got lots of interesting parts to it too.
This is coming from our one metalhead who joined the band.
Well, but that's kind of what we consider our genre, that, you know, to be crunch funk, and that's something and a concept that we came up with when we were writing The Precipice, and the actual title track, The Precipice, when we were done, we were just like, it's so crispy, crackly, like we felt we could feel the groove in the air, and like I think Ryan said, it was like crunchy, and so we kind of thought crunch funk is a great, because it's the funk, but then, you know, we have some kind of power hard rock distorted guitar parts, whatever, that's kind of the crunch in the funk, and I think FUNK is a good example of that.
Yeah,
which was written before the term crunch funk kind of was christened.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Noy?
Oh, it was Matt Flava.
Matt.
Just put that one on loop for like days for me.
Matt Flava, like, that's bump, second album?
Bump, yeah. Bump.
Squeeze.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one is juicy.
And that's one of the older Hazard originals that we still play it out. It's still in the rotation.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a perfect groove.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Yeah, that's cool, man. It's just fun that you guys are all very different, you know, like, too. Like, picking all kinds of different favorites and stuff. But so I guess that's probably what makes everything as great as it is, because you guys are all bringing different taste and different varieties into it all and stuff, and make it very unique what it is today, you know, what Hazard to Your Booty is. So but yeah, I'm excited to hear where the new stuff's going and what you guys come up with and get that ready to roll.
Thanks.
Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hazardtoyourbooty.com. Get plugged in, sign up for that newsletter, the email list, and keep you all informed when that record's ready to roll, and get you out to the party. So maybe we can circle back around and do like some kind of album preview or something when you guys are ready to go.
Ooh, yeah,
absolutely. Love to be back on again.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you all for taking some time out to hang. And
thanks for having us.
Man.
I'll
thanks,
see you all man. Soon.
All right. Thanks, all right,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mama only knew,
yeah, your mama,
the things that you can do,
yeah, your mama.
Well, if your mama only knew,
yeah, your mama,
the things that you can do,
yeah, your mama,
she'd probably get down on her knees and pray for you, yeah, to keep from doing all the simple things you do, yeah, yeah. If your mama only knew, well, if your mama only knew,
yeah, your mama,
the things that I can do. Well, if your mama only knew,
yeah, your mama,
the things that I could do to you,
yeah, your mama,
she'd probably get down on her knees and pray for you, yeah, to keep from doing all the simple things you do, yeah, 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 yeah. If she only knew the things you do, I'd teach them to her so she can learn to do them too. Don't be ashamed to learn a thing or two. To you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.